Hi there, John Keane again from RKMS. Today we're going to talk about risk assessment, everybody's favourite topic. All right then, so risk assessment, it is a very simple process. There is variation in risk assessment because people's views are different to another person's view. So for instance, a trip hazard, maybe a cable on the floor, some person may look at that and say, okay, you might slip, trip, stumble. The next person could come along and maybe overthink it a little bit and say you could trip on there, you could fall over, you could hit your temple on the corner of a desk and then you're dead. So we've got to come to some sort of common ground. The way that we do risk assessment is basically, first of all, we identify what the hazards are. So hazard identification. So if you walk in a room, you look around, what could the hazards be? From that, you list those hazards, and then what we need to do is we need to look at what the severity is and the likelihood. So in other words, if that hazard became an actual issue, what is the likelihood or the severity that that would cause somebody? So for instance, if you were looking at maybe a bit of a paper cut against loss of a finger or a limb, then obviously there's a different scale there as well. And again, likelihood. If it's something that's going to happen maybe once every 200 years, once every 50 years, then it's going to be very low. However, if it's something that's going to happen often, then that will tell us we give it a higher score. So if we've got something that's got a high severity and a high likelihood, it's going to have a very high risk rating. And that means that we need to do something about it. To give you some sort of examples on there, the analogy that I usually use is that if you're working in an office block and you've got 3 or 4 stories, and you've got access to the roof. It may be a flat roof, and it may be that it's a kind of a flat roof with a brick wall around it and a seamless covering in there. You might want to make that into a bit of a garden. You might want to go out there and make it as an area so people may could have a break, eat the lunch out there, eat the dinner, food, have a cigarette, or just have a break every now and then. If that's the case, then what would be reasonably practical there, because of the number of people that are going outside there and the risk of a small wall, it would be reasonably practical to expect you to put a barrier around there to stop people from being able to fall. If, on the other hand, on that same building, you don't open it up and maybe once every 3 or 4 years somebody comes to inspect it, somebody who's trained, working at heights, knows what they're doing, got there, then that is a manageable risk. It's not a high risk because the likelihood is reduced significantly. The severity is still the same. If you fall overboard and land on your head, you're dead. However, the likelihood of it happening is reduced significantly or increased significantly, depending on the nature of the activity. Risk assessment again. We're now identified, we've identified what the hazards are, we've identified what the severity is, the likelihood, and we're going to come to a risk rating. So, going back to the analogy about working outside, using a rooftop garden, for instance. We're not going to use it for anything. We're just going to have somebody going up there every now and then. It's going to go up and have a look at it to inspect the building. So, severity is going to be 5. That's not going to change. Because if it happens, it's still going to kill you. However, the likelihood is going to be 1. So, your times likelihood times severity times likelihood gives you a risk rating from 1 to 25. So, on this occasion, we've got 5. So that's our risk rating. We've identified at the moment then, we've got somebody going outside on that building once every 3 or 4 years to do an inspection of the roof. Therefore, the risk is 5, which is low. Using that same analogy here, we're still going to have the severity is still going to be 5, because if we fall, we're going to injure ourselves pretty significantly and we're probably going to die. But now we're going out there and we're going to allow people to go out, have a cup of coffee, have a cigarette, eat the lunch. So we're now going to have, that is now going to be 5. So your severity is 5, your likelihood is now 5 as well. So on your multiplication of your likelihood by severity, that now comes at 25. 25 basically means stop work immediately. That is not safe. That is a high risk. So going back to that now, what can we do here? We can't reduce the severity unless we put people in a zone ball, so they bounce rather than crush. But what we can do is we can do something about the likelihood. So what we can do is we can put a barrier there. We can stop people that if they do fall and stumble, they're not going to fall over the edge. Therefore, we can now flip that around and we can have that as 1. Because it's not going to happen. which means we're back now here at 5, low risk. It is as simple as that, risk assessment. The next stage really is to define what is high, medium and low. There are people that use terms like tolerable risk, intolerable, significant, minor, major. For the purposes that we use low, medium and high, and we use 1 to 5 severity, 1 to 5 likelihood, 1 to 25 as your risk rating. And we use that across the board. We use that whether it's we're talking about quality management, where we're talking about maybe losing a customer, losing a contract, a product going out that's inferior, that could have a disastrous consequence in the marketplace. We use it for environmental management. What is the risk and likelihood of an environmental aspect causing an impact and giving us maybe problems with legislation, with breaching the law, polluting the atmosphere, etc.? We can also use it, and we do, for information security as well. We use exactly the same risk rating across all the management standards that we use. That way we've got a commonality in approach. It doesn't have to be overcomplicated. I've seen environmental risk assessments that have about 5 or 6 different columns that score up to 1,000, and it gets really complicated. And when you try and use that analogy and use that in a health and safety setting or in an information security setting, it becomes mind-blowing, and it does really make people struggle. So finally, when it comes to risk assessment, we've looked at what the hazard is, we've looked at the likelihood of that causing an issue and what the severity is if it does cause an issue. So we've come up with scores here. Low is 1 to 8, which means that you don't really need to take any action. We've got that under control. Medium is 9 to 15, which means that there is potentially an issue there. We need to take some sort of action to reduce that risk. And then we've got high here, 17 plus. That means basically that process, that activity is completely unsafe. We need to stop. We need to put controls in place immediately because the risk to life is too high. Okay, so that was a very quick and simple introduction to risk assessment. As I say, we keep it as simple as possible. It makes it more user-friendly. People understand it a lot more. If you've got any questions on risk assessment, feel free to contact us. That's what we're here for.